Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear friends. Today we will continue our discussion on health with biblical perspectives. You know, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." All right? So God desires for us to have good health. And one of the very foundation of good health, friends, is to have a good digestive system to be able to get the most out of the foods that we eat. And for that, we need good digestion. Excellent digestion. Poor digestion can undermine our health. You know, and as I think back on the creation story, the very first week of time, the diet that God gave to man, there are lessons that we can learn from it. The diet comprised of fruits, grains, and nuts, fruit, grains, and nuts, and seeds, too, was a part of the original package. Back in Bible time, of course, it was just divided into two groups, fruits and grains, all right? But as a part of the fruit, you got some of the nuts, which are edible. Cashew is a nut from the tree. Almond is also a nut from the tree, and the other portions of some of these nuts can be eaten. And so that was a two particular group. Today we expand on it and come up with three groups: fruits, grains, nuts. After sin, Genesis 3 tells us that vegetables were added to man's diet. And as I observed the Creator's dietary program, I just did a paper on it, and as I observed what He had for man, we can see that, number one, as man came forth from the Creator's hand, there was no cooking, there was no heating, there was no need for anything to die. I mean, we pick it live and we ate it live. And the other factor with the Creator's dietary program is that it was high in fiber naturally. Naturally, it was high in fiber. Okay? So we have, it was raw, the food that He provided, and it was also naturally high in fiber. It was unrefined as well. If we were to learn something from that, it would tell us that it's evident that the Creator thought enough about the importance of fiber that we needed fiber in abundance. We need the food in its whole and natural state as much as possible. That's all Adam and Eve and their descendants would have known had not sin entered the picture. That's all. So the Creator's long-term plan for man was that he would have a diet of raw, a diet of high fiber, a diet that is natural, untainted, straight from nature to man's digestive system. And so, as we observe, for example, the raw aspects of man's diet chosen by the Creator, as we examine that, what was the wisdom of the Creator? What was He trying to get us to understand? All right. So we're going to look at that being raw. One of the key factors with the food being raw is its enzyme content. Raw foods are naturally loaded with enzymes. All food, all plant, all living substance have enzymes in them. And when we eat food in their raw natural state, we get the benefit of the enzymes. There are digestive enzymes, enzymes that functions within the digestive organs, and there is also enzymes that are classified as metabolic enzymes, which are extract from the plants that function in the body to work against inflammation, to work against all kinds of foreign protein or improperly digested protein floating around in our bloodstream. And so one of the benefit of the enzyme in the food, especially the plant-based enzyme, is that when we chew our food, by the way, even before I go there, the natural process is that as we chew the food in the mouth, then we mix it with the digestive enzyme from the saliva and help to break down the starch and so on. And when it gets in the stomach, the hydrochloric acid is secreted as well as the other enzymes, which help in the breakdown of the protein substance. All right? And then the rest of it occurs within the small intestines. Now, the thing is this, about the plant, when food is heated above 120 degrees, the plant enzymes are destroyed. So once the food is cooked, it's not alive anymore, it is dead. All right? Our bodies are suited with enzyme, with organs, the pancreas, that produces digestive enzyme. However, if we have enzymes in the food that we eat, it would help to offset the requirement from the organs, from the digestive organ. And so, for example, cooked food don't have no enzyme, but if we have raw food with our diet as a part of our nutrition program, if we have a portion raw and a portion cooked, the raw portion is going to offset and help to digest that cooked portion that is devoid of enzymes even before the body has sufficient time to secrete its own enzyme. For example, this is called pre-digestion. Okay, now with pre-digestion of the food, pre-digestion, when the food is eaten in the stomach for about 30 to 60 minutes, if the food was raw, the enzymes from the food will work on that food for about 30 to 60 minutes before the stomach secretes enough hydrochloric acid to lower the pH in the stomach. So that is very beneficial. That is very beneficial. So it can help to digest. If our body is capable of digesting some of the food, then it lessens the demand of the stomach and the other digestive organs to have to outlay all that enzymes, you see? And so that is beneficial. So enzymes, you may be wondering, enzymes are simply proteins secreted by cells that act to change reaction. Enzymes are proteins secreted by cells that act as catalysts to induce chemical changes in other substances without undergoing change themselves. So that's what the enzymes do, to help to break the protein molecules apart into its basic components of amino acids, so the amino acids can be absorbed into the system where it is able to do us some good. Okay? So the enzymes, pre-digestion of the food is beneficial. That's one factor. So we need to have some raw food in our diet. The more raw food you have eaten, the more benefits you will receive from the enzyme content. If we just eat all cooked food, that's similar to eating all dead foods. Yes, we get the protein, the carbohydrates, and fats, but increased research done by Dr. Howell, Dr. Howard Loomis, these research scientists have discovered the benefits that enzymes can do. And we're going to talk about systemic enzyme as well in another presentation. But we need to have some raw food in our diet. And here's the practical application of it. When I sit down to eat breakfast in the morning, typically breakfast is a fruit meal for most people. So I'll have my cereal, or if I decide to do some tofu and some rolls, but I do have a large amount of fruits. Cut up the fruits. I may have some bananas, may have apples, may have even a couple of pineapples. And pineapples by themselves is rich in the enzyme bromelain, which very good stuff, because bromelain is isolated from the pineapple and is used as a systemic enzyme. The difference is that it is taken between meals, so it gets into the body and help to digest the protein substances that the body need to get rid of. As a matter of fact, for folks dealing with chemo and radiation in Europe, they do use enzyme therapy in conjunction with the chemotherapy. And the cancer forms a coating around it. It's a protein coating. So what they do, research show, is that they give the person lots of bromelain enzymes. So the bromelain enzymes get in and begin to eat that protein coating that the tumor is covered by or covered with. And so when the chemo goes in, it gives more exposure. The chemo is allowed to get to its target more efficiently. So that's one instance where systemic enzymes are used in a systemic way, not as a digestive means, but instead to help to digest unwanted protein and substance within the blood. All right, so that is enzymes. You have even bromelain. Bromelain is a proteolytic enzyme as well. It is a proteolytic enzyme. You have enzymes such as serrapeptase, that's another proteolytic enzyme. You have natokinase. These are all very good. And one of the common factor with these enzymes is that they counteract inflammation within the body. And that's just simply what the research shows. So with inflammation systemic wise, once these enzymes are taken between meals, they will do a safe and effective job in counteracting inflammation because of the protein activity with those inflammation. It safely and effectively work against those things. At least that's what the research papers show. So that's some things on enzyme. We need to have for breakfast fruits, a fruit meal with our cereal, our grain that is, or whatever your carb is if you still believe in eating carb. And by the way, the creator believed in eating carb. And while some of the carbs today is affected by all kinds of problem, but the Creator gave grain, and grain is a carb. That's a large portion of the grain is carbohydrates. So the Creator's wisdom indicate that we need carbs as a source of energy. Okay? So that's just simply going by what the Creator had intended for mankind. Okay, so with breakfast we have our cereal, or if you have pancake, or if you have waffles, or whatever you do, that's the time to eat your fruits, at least a cup of fruits. We say breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and supper like a pauper. So your breakfast can correspond more to your heartiest meal of the day. The next meal, typically, you may call it lunch or dinner. The next meal, that would be your vegetable meal. You have your cooked portion, all right? You know, we do love our cooked food, you know, and I wouldn't kid you, too. I like it, too. It tastes good. But we do need to have some raw. The more raw we have included in the diet, the more benefit from the enzymes we will receive. So I have my rice, my beans. You know, you guys can say, you guys may say, you know, I got my steak, but that's okay. I got my rice and my beans, or I might have some nice burgers that my wife make. Whatever the case is, your protein food, your rice, your bean. And typically you have a solid, a greens as well. And this is what a lot of people don't realize. As far as you're trying to have a balanced meal, you have your grain, which is your source of your carb. All right. You have your protein food. And you also need to have your steam veggies of one kind or another, be it kale, collard, broccoli, cauliflower, squash, and like crookneck squash, or not the butternut squash. Butternut squash is can serve as a carbohydrate source. It's much less than what your grains contain, though. So typically, if you're trying to have your balanced meal, a complete meal, you have your grains or your carbohydrate, your protein, and you have your other section there with your steam veggies. Your steam veggies are usually your power pack, nutrient dense food. Kale is at the top. Collard is at the top. These foods are very nutritious, very nutrient dense, and is very beneficial for our health. They come loaded with nutrients, the way nature packed them. So besides all these now, which are prepared, your grains is prepared, your beans is prepared, and your salad is prepared. So you want to ratio those, so now you have your big large salad, a large green leafy salad. You know, I like when it's green. Green should be the base of the salad. You can put your tomato if you're not if you have issues with arthritis, or you can put your cucumbers, you can put your some carrots grated or chopped, or you know, you make your nice salad. This salad is a part that's loaded with your enzyme. It's raw. It's the live portion of your food. The more of the live portion you eat, the younger you will stay. If you just keep eating the dead food all along, then friends, you're going to wear out faster, because your system has to provide all the enzymes that your body uses. It has to provide all those enzymes. But in the raw food, we can supplement our diet with lots of raw, so that not only do we get the nutrient, not only do we get it in the form that the Creator intended for us, unadulterated, unprocessed, but we also get the enzymes. We get the enzymes that are there that are very good for our health. You see what I'm saying, friends? So we want those enzymes in the raw food. So that's breakfast and lunch. And then the third meal, dinner, or supper, as it may. Okay, I see my friend brought me some water here.
Yeah, enjoy.
All right, thank you very much. I got my water, but he thought I need some of his water, so I'm going to drink some of his water.
Thanks, Pete.
Oh, that's nice. I can see you hear it in my voice. I should be drinking water.
Cool.
It's
yeah.
Good. Friends, just take a water break. Pick up some water. Get your water bottle. And let's chase, you know. Let's drink some water. It's good for you. Let me tell you something. You cannot, by any stretch of the imagination, have good health and exclude water from your diet. It doesn't work, friends. So we're not going there now. We're focusing on the enzymes. Okay, once upon a time, folks used to do a lot of sprouting. That's a way of sprouting grains or your alfalfa or your radishes or your red clover seeds. And you get not only the enzyme content from these sprouts, but it also is very nutritious. And the key to good health is to be able to get lots of natural nutrients in the body. Because, friends, let me tell you, what your body requires is nutrients, minerals, enzymes, vitamins, and so on. So if you provide those things with your food, if you specialize in making choices for food that are loaded with nutrients, you're accomplishing over half of the work to staying well and to getting healthy if you're sick. So just try to include more raw. Sometimes, you know, you may just want to eat all raw. It may take a day or two. That's one of the benefits of the all raw as well. If you're eating all raw for a day or two, just eating everything raw, everything you can possibly eat raw, you will find a tremendous benefit in terms of your energy, in terms of how you feel. Your digestive organs will get more time to rest, etc., etc. So until next time, I just want to leave you with these thoughts. Let raw food be an important part of your nutrition program. Don't exclude them. Don't simply leave them for between meal snacks. That's not what the Creator intended, friends. The Creator intended for us to have meals loaded with raw foods, but because of sin experience, we should at least try to consume at least 50% of our foods raw when we sit down to eat. That's good discipline. More the better, but at least 50%, that will be very beneficial. So if you have any question, just feel free to contact me at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350, 731-279-0350. Thank you, friends. Join us next week at the same time. Right, man.
Cleared it up.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be a good service to you today.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah, and thanks for serving the community.
Yes, sir. That's good.
I just wonder how many people are tuning in. We've had this conversation where I've talked about trying to get more people to listen to your program and what we might be able to do for that.
Yeah. And you've been running some. You've been running the a little slot.
Yeah. The Peter Lewis. Yeah, the Better Living Program. I made it work. Yeah, been running that every day, pretty much.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm gonna get some interview online dealing with enzymes. I should get somebody next week. Going to cover a little bit more about the systemic enzymes.
All right. Well, what happened was our system glitched, and rather than risk your program, I'm just going to deal with it right now.
Why?
The program glitched, Yeah. Like I was inserting and deleting stuff, and now it won't let me insert or delete anything. So I'm having to restart it. Now, I didn't want to risk it and didn't want to hijack your show. I figured it would work, but I thought, let's not take a chance. Unless we have to when it gets to the news block.
Yeah.
So now we're good. I just gotta wait till this pops up, and we'll be good to go.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is it.
That's pretty good, man. So I should be here next week.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll have an interview guest calling in.
Okay, calling guest.
Yeah, calling guest. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. We have changed this for the better. We had some tech guys come by yesterday, and now it's in the board, so it should be a lot better than that microphone that wasn't quite working last time. Then we had some in and out static with that, so should be working good next time around.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
All right.
That'll be good, man.
Yeah.